Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast to you from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations on the great GCN radio network, as well as USA Radio Network, our selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in the country, and, of course, some leading independent stations all around the country and around the world via the Internet and the satellite. However you're listening to us, thanks so very much for tuning in. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital, our ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers working tonight, as well as our U.S. Coast Guard and all those working to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there on the Third Watch, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers of men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, thanks for doing what you're doing, as well as the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail haulers delivering the mail. And, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel out there making a difference, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can go to MeWe, you can go to Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social website, Truth Social. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And the website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, to the telephone line we go. Number one, Kyle Warren, who's been with us all night, tag teaming along with me. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And number two, Denise Simon, our guest for this half hour. And good morning, Denise.
Hey there. Good morning.
All right. Now, Kyle, you and Denise go ahead, say the pledge, and then you get her started.
All right. Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. All right, folks. And, of course, as you know, Captain Matt always emphasizes those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise Simon, of course, is with us here, folks. Again, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. That's the website. And, Denise, of course, there's a lot going on with the indictment that's going on, of course. But at the same time, there's other news, like the Wuhan story, that's, I think, also very important. But what do you think, of course, now about you have Merrick Garland coming out trying to shore up the special counsel in the Trump indictment issue?
You know, this Jack Smith character has had, he has brought what he thought to be successful cases against a handful of people. Only for the later on to have those cases overturned. I think it was Bob McDonald, the former governor of Virginia. That was unanimously overturned by the Supreme Court. So he strikes the match, lights the fire, and that's supposed to be enough, but a lot of people don't realize how somebody's life can be destroyed by, you know, the actions of lawyers like Jack Smith. And I would say the lawyers, for instance, like Andrew Weissman, and what they did and do to Trump. You know, I can't defend all things Trump, but there are certain things that I think that we should stand up and defend. Because they just been relentless with the man. And none of it's really been good for the country. But let me just throw this out there. Because I don't know what the implications are. But the impeachment of Trump over Ukraine. Anybody remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
What did the FBI and the Department of Justice know about the Bidens and Ukraine and Burisma and Shokin and all the rest of it, you know, dealing with Ukraine before and during the impeachment of Trump on Ukraine, especially when we hear about these audio tapes and the 1023? We know about the one 1023, which was in 2020, but in the footnotes, according to Comer on Oversight, the footnotes tell us that there are at least two other 1023s dated much earlier, perhaps going back to 2017 or 2018. So you have to put things in context in a timeline that the FBI knew about Burisma, the corruption, the money, the suspicious activity reports with the Bidens in Ukraine at the time of the Trump impeachment on Ukraine. Does that really make this whole thing smell worse to anybody besides me?
I hear you.
I don't know how to sort this one out, but I just want to throw that out there. Maybe some of the listeners out there are much smarter than me, but this one is beginning to stink even worse, if that's possible.
Well, I think it certainly is perceived that the whole thing with Donald Trump is a hit job kind of a thing, isn't it?
Well, it is.
I mean, there's some pretty serious charges, but you're right. Why not prosecute all these people who are doing whatever they say they're doing?
All right, hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and when we come back from the break, we're going to continue the conversation, 877-969-8600. We'll see you at Mixon's today in Bradenton.
Don't forget to set your calendar to join Captain Matt Bruce for Lunch with the Captain this Thursday at Nixon's Groveside Cafe in Bradenton from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Meet some great people, have stimulating conversation, and enjoy some great food. After all, Nixon's is the home of the Captain.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Gun shows, selection matters. Two Guys Gun Shows are known for the variety of new and used weapons. This Saturday at the Largo Event Center, browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Two Guys also features private collections, embraces rare gun enthusiasts, and the show is in Pinellas County, so you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of eight. Come see me at Two Guys Gun Shows this Saturday at the Largo Event Center, just west of 19. Details at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, folks, and we are back here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren with you. The captain will be back with us here in just a little bit. But, of course, we have our good friend Denise Simon from Code.com on the telephone with us again in this segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey there. Good morning.
Good morning again. And, you know, right before we went to break, you were starting to make a point right there. We got hung up with the music. So please do finish your point, if you would.
Well, I think I've made it. There's just this this whole thing with the Bidens and Burisma in Ukraine is beginning to stink worse than I thought it did. I mean, it was pretty bad a day or a half ago. But then I had to go look up here a minute ago on when Trump was actually impeached on the phone call that he had with Zelensky. But even beyond that, I mean, if you start overlapping this timeline and what may come out in these 1023s, because remember there's at least two others, we have to add in what they did to Rudy Giuliani. Remember that one? They went in and they raided his office and his home and took all of his electronic communications, you know, his computers and iPads and cell phones. So we tend to have short memories out here, ladies and gentlemen, but this one's beginning to stink worse. And so I don't know which person in Congress was considering actually putting forth some legislation to defund Christopher Wray's job as the director of the FBI. But I'm beginning to think, I thought that was kind of a stupid gesture, although I understood the motivation. But if you look deeper at this, I'm beginning to wonder if that's not actually the right thing to do. I mean, and I would argue that there's some people at Justice, at Maine Justice, that, you know, they should probably do the same thing. There's more to this. Now, I'm not defending Trump on these documents because, you know, he, apparently there was some kind of an audit or certification that he had his legal team sign that he turned everything over to the National Archives that they were asking for, and apparently that's when this whole thing started. Mm-hmm. And they found out that he didn't turn it all over. So you can't defend that.
Right. Well, you know what, Denise? So we want to take a quick phone call here. I think we got back end right. Bob holding on the line. So let's hear what back end. Do you have a question for Denise? Good morning, back end and Bob.
Yes, sir. I just want to ask Denise, exactly how far should the U.S. go as far as helping Ukraine? And the main thing is that is over there, and we're over here, and we can get drawn too deep into this thing. We need to have the rest of the NATO allies step up to a much greater degree. Mm-hmm. And what happens if Russia starts winning, really winning? How deep are we really willing to go?
Okay.
And I'm almost thinking that as much as Biden has been helping Ukraine and stuff, remember, they had Zelensky and they might well have something on Biden. There's a reason for this because we're taking an awful lot of risk and shipping an awful lot of stuff over there for apparently risk that we really probably don't need to be willing to take. And also as far as China goes, I think we need to start producing stuff over here. We need to become less dependent upon China in terms of medicine and everything else. In addition, this will help our own people because then we will have to start training people to produce this, which will help our young people finally get trained in something other than liberal arts crap. All right, that's it. Thanks.
Okay,
Biden, Denise, will tell you,
yeah.
Biden will tell you that the invasion of Russia into Ukraine was a surprise. Nobody knew about it. And then he called it, remember, a small incursion. I would argue both of those things are a lie. We knew precisely what was going to happen, and this administration virtually did nothing. So the fact that we're sending all this stuff now never should have had to have happened because we could have stopped this whole thing from the very beginning. A lot of people don't remember that the war between Russia and Ukraine actually started in 2014. Was it 2014? It was 2014, I think. But anyway, we should never have to have been sending what we're sending over there now. Never. It never should have gotten to this point. And so I agree. I blame Biden, but more than that, just as much as that, is I blame some of these other countries inside NATO. I don't know that I blame NATO as a total, but I think I would start with Germany. You know, shame on them because, you know, the rest of the European countries inside NATO followed Germany's lead, and Germany did virtually nothing. And they're kind of still doing nothing. So they ought to be, all of those countries should be matching the United States dollar for dollar, and they're not. Now, what interestingly enough has happened here is, how long do we do this? Well, we do this, I think, until we bleed out Russia, if you will. What's particularly fascinating here is that I read a fascinating, I don't know if anybody saw the video yesterday of the Ukrainian drone that was following a Russian soldier in the trenches. And he was there by himself in a war zone. where there was virtual shooting and fighting and so forth. And Ukrainian drone operators were tiny, tiny little drones, these ones that you kind of like buy off the shelf, were able to communicate with the guy. They led him to safety, this Russian soldier. They led him to safety. They put him in a detention center in Ukraine with all the other Russian captured. And they started questioning him. And first of all, Russia is running out of weapons. And that's why they had to go to China, North Korea, and Iran for weapons. They also are not training these people. Remember, they conscripted just about every Russian young man they could find. And how many of them were leaving Russia? Anybody remember that? So he doesn't have boots on the ground. This poor little, and I say poor, kind of in jest, but this soldier that they got out of the trenches a couple days ago and interviewed him, he was literally given 6 meals and 2 bottles of water, had 2 days of training, fired his rifle one time, and he can say that's true for everybody else. This cat was working like in a bakery, in a deli before he got conscripted. And he was told to report the next day. And if he didn't, he'd be put in prison. So that's really what we're dealing with here with Russia, and Ukraine is dealing with Russia. Now the question is, why is not the United States, under the leadership of somebody, because it certainly isn't Biden, why aren't they exploiting those weaknesses of Russia? This thing should have been over. You know, Russia, everybody thought that Russia could defeat Ukraine in, what, 60 days? You know, 30 days?
Right.
If we had done the right thing, we could have defeated, we, with the help of our contractors, our war gamers, our Pentagon, our allies, we could have actually defeated Russia and stopped this war, I would say, where Russia lost in 60 days. But here's the interesting thing that has happened. We are now finding out how many countries out there really hate us because of this war. We are coming to find out that Brazil hates us. That's a shame. The Middle East, guess what's happening there? I mean, now you got China, who obviously hates us, but they're now the negotiators of all things in the Middle East.
No,
we're finding out more. I mean, it's awful what's happening here, but we're learning
it is. It is. Well, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, thank you so much. We're hearing the music coming up, which means we're heading out to break. But we'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Take care, Denise.
All right. Good morning. Thanks.
All right. Thanks again. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. I'll be back right here with the captain. He's coming right back. We're going to see the military report. Right,
you found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the captain's army.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. It's a pause on further interest rate hikes for now. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the Fed had raised rates by a total of 5% since March 2022 until today.
The FOMC has significantly tightened the stance of monetary policy. We've covered a lot of ground, and the full effects of our tightening have yet to be felt.
Most officials anticipate two more rate increases to come this year. Despite a federal indictment, former President Trump is still Republican voters' top pick in a new survey. Quinnipiac University pollster Tim Malloy says Trump leads Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
He's got a solid base. He's not strong with independents. Clearly, Democrats don't like him. It's not locked up in any way.
President Biden holds a slight lead over Trump in the poll with 48% support over Trump's 44%. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed it is. And this edition of the Military and Veterans News, always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two campuses, to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. A very high-paying, in-demand job. You will not hurt for employment anywhere in the world. Wherever you want to go to work, you can pretty much do so. Work on the aircraft that you've been dreaming about since you were a little boy or girl. How about that? And, yes, women may apply. You are also needed in this profession. As long as you can do the work, guess what? You got a job. Aviation maintenance technician. Now, go to the website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu. Check it out. Look at it. See where their locations are. One is here in Florida, right here across the river from me, across the bay from me, in Clearwater. And they got another one just inside, just outside Boston, at Concord, Massachusetts. So Two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Veterans are, of course, always welcome. And young folks, 18 years of age and up, you wanted to go to a trade school, learn a trade, make more money than you thought was humanly possible. There you go. There you go. You don't need to go to a four-year college to learn liberal arts. That's not going to put food on the table for you. Sorry. Let's try this for a change and see what happens. Plus, you'll be keeping the big birds in the sky. NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Phone number 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. All right, let's bring Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
From the Military Times, an interesting story. Army gym-goers may soon see shorter lines to use the neck exercise machines as the service announced Monday. It will phase out the current system for measuring body fat by mid-2024, which includes no more neck and no more hip tape testing to measure body fat.
I'm not trying to be flip here, Captain, but I guess Chinese Army, take note. You know, this is not the kind of thing, obviously, that, I mean, you want to have the most fit Army you can possibly have.
You bet.
I think that's just a given, don't you think?
You bet. And I'm kind of leaning as to the way I should think about this. I know there's a whole bunch of people, a roar went up when I said that. Yeah, no more of this, no more of that. Well, you got to be in tip-top shape if you're going to be out in the middle of a combat area doing whatever, because it means your life.
Well, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. And certainly, you know, all joking aside, I mean, you're right. This, you have to be at your very, very best. And unfortunately, if you're chasing after social constructs in the military, then maybe that's going to weaken it.
Now, you've heard about the next generation fighter jet they're trying to put together, right?
Right.
Well, according to Defense News, the House Armed Services Committee has proposed a version of the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, which would throw a lifeline to a program aiming to develop a next-generation fighter jet engine.
Very interesting indeed. Very interesting. You know, ruling the skies is going to continue to be a key to everything.
Anytime you're over a battlefield, you want to have control of what's above you. Yep, you betcha. Now, according to the Military Times, abortion procedures, transgender surgeries, and LGBTQ pride flags would all be banned. Notice I said the word banned at Veterans Affairs medical centers under all budgets adopted by the House Republicans on Tuesday. Now, they forgot one place, didn't they?
What's that?
The White House.
Yes, you're right.
And that flag is still flying at the White House at the equal height of the American flag, which is a violation of the U.S. flag code. And
well, you know,
go on.
Go ahead.
Go on. No, you go on.
I was just going to say that you're right about that, and I think the White House, I think, gave some kind of an explanation, quote unquote. Well, there's an American flag on top of the White House, and that's flying higher. But really, the whole point of that whole display on the balcony of the back of the White House was certainly something very different, rather than to just point to the flag on top of the White House. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, let me tell you something. That's the dumbest thing I've heard yet for an excuse, because what's lying on the roof of the building has nothing to do with what's being displayed on the ground. The American flag is never supposed to be at the same level of any flag anywhere, top, bottom, middle, whatever. It's always supposed to be slightly higher.
Exactly.
Now, do you remember a young Army specialist back in 2020 who disappeared and wound up being murdered? Her name was Vanessa Gillen. She was,
yes, very sad.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that was over in Texas where that happened. But the 2020 disappearance and murder of a young Army specialist has prompted the service-wide reckoning and reform. It's still affecting the efforts to try to recruit female soldiers. They're not doing very well with that.
Well, that's exactly right, because of the grisly nature of this whole event. It's just terrible. But, of course, they are trying to reach out to more women to join the military, and it's a very, very important aspect of crafting our national defense. There's no doubt about that.
Have you had a chance to meet Amelia?
No, but I've heard about Amelia. I've heard a lot about Amelia, and we're going to hear a lot more about Amelia, I think.
Well, it's the U.S. Navy's conversational AI tech support bot, and the U.S. Navy began rolling out a conversational artificial intelligence program known as Amelia that's capable of troubleshooting and resolving the most commonly asked tech support questions from sailors, Marines, and civilian personnel. I feel a lot better now.
Well, we're going to see a lot more of these AI chatbots out in business, in industry, in the big world, and the military, of course, also adopting a version of this. And that, of course, is part of automating things just like tech support. That's exactly what they're designed for.
Now, we heard Backgammon Bob a little while ago talk about the additional aid that we're giving Ukraine, correct?
Right.
Would you want to hear the amount?
Sure.
The United States is sending $325 million of military aid to the Ukraine. That's the latest. $325 million to Ukraine. Now, the Pentagon will deliver a new package of military aid to the Ukraine that totals up to $325 million and will include a wide range of rockets, missiles, and other munitions aimed at bolstering the counteroffensive going on against Russia, according to the State Department.
Well, again, it's ongoing, and we understand...
That ain't chump change.
No, that's not, but it's ongoing, and we understand the reasoning behind it all, but the American people also, I think, are wondering how long does it really have... how long is this going to go on?
Until they say that they're not going to do it anymore.
Well, of course, but the idea is that, you know, like Denise Simon was talking about, you know, things could have gone a little bit faster track. I think that's one of the central questions. You know, why can't you give enough in order to actually, you know, finish the job? And instead of little by little, you know, in for the long haul, that's what we hear from President Biden all along.
Well, here's the latest. Lawmakers are seeking to compel a resistant U.S. administration to provide Army tactical missile systems to the Ukraine as it fends off Russia. Tactical missiles, they can be used for a lot of things and carry a lot of different warheads.
That's right.
Think about it. All right. Hold the fort there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We got a whole bunch of money stuff to talk about with him. It's going to be interesting. It's going to get real. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
To radio program in the overnight, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000. Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All right, and when you get done doing that, how about checking out Moss Acura here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue right beside Moss Nissan. Now, don't take my word for it. Go and look for yourself. If you have served this great country of ours, either in the military, or you're a veteran, or you're currently on active duty, or maybe you're a first responder, you've served as an EMS, a firefighter, police officer, or you're retired, and you have your identification to prove that that's what you were, you can get a tremendous discount on a vehicle, new or pre-owned, right there at Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S on North Florida Avenue. Same thing with the Nissan dealership right beside it. Now, church pastors, too, you're not left out in the dark. You can get the same deal. And it's all about helping those that help us in our times of need. So I want you to check them out. That's called the You Serve, You Save program. And then, of course, they have Moss Care that comes with all the vehicles they sell. That gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. I have the two-year plan on my vehicle, which means that anything that happens in 2 years, basically all I do is pay very little, next to nothing, if something were to go wrong. And I mean, it's covered from bumper to bumper, tire to tire, engine to transmission, the whole nine yards. And it's cheaper than that stuff you see on TV for, oh, cover your car, you got 200,000 miles or all that. Well, yeah, sure, right, go ahead. Now, joining us right now, we've got Mr. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I want to bring Kyle into the mix. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, my question to start this off is the Fed is skipping the interest rate hikes for the first time in, I think, 15 months or something like that. We heard yesterday that the Fed decided against hiking interest rates maybe a couple of times, a couple of small shots during the course of leading up to 2024. What's going on here, Chris?
None of this makes any sense whatsoever. It's a circus. And, you know, even the commentators that are sometimes, you know, very kind when it comes to economists at the Fed were like, what did they just do? How does this make any sense? How does this, you know, the statement they're making jive with reality or what they're actually doing? Now, if, you know, the Fed had what they would traditionally call a hawkish statement, saying that they're inclined to have rates higher by the end of the year, why wouldn't they raise it now? There's no logic or reason to what they're doing. So basically, you know, what everybody is kind of thinking is that they're just what's called jawboning. They're trying to, you know, scare people that they're going to raise rates further down the road. But I really don't see it happening. You know, again, the speed that these rates have come up, and I don't mind them. I really don't. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that the rates have come up to some degree. I just want the Fed to go away. I really do. I'm sick and tired of it. Now we're going to have a million different comments and speeches by members of the Fed, and it doesn't help. You know, you got to let the markets decide, you know, what rates should be at. You know, not these people that have been wrong time and time again. And you watch the overall volatility in the stock market yesterday and the bond market due to these statements. It's silly. It really is. Much of the inflation we have right now, again, a lot of it has to do with regulatory costs and the fact that our government is costing us a fortune, over $2 trillion a year. And just regulations, government regulations. The Fed can't do anything about that. I've never been a believer that the whole Phillips curve argument that, oh, geez, we got to get unemployment up higher again to deal with inflation. You know, how is putting people out of work a good thing? I'm a supply side guy. You want to bring inflation down, you need to increase supply.
Mm-hmm. Now, the U.S. GDP is, in fact, slowing from what I've been seeing. And three major banks failed earlier this year amid the higher interest rates, which suggests the hikes are impacting the economy. So I get that's what they're probably trying to do. Am I wrong?
Well, I don't think their goal wasn't to wreck banks, but that's a side effect. I mean, it's going to happen, especially if banks have, you know, poor loan portfolios like the banks did that failed. You'll probably see more. You're going to see more consolidation and banks, and you're going to see more banks end up getting themselves in trouble simply because of their commercial loan portfolios, which are an absolute disaster.
Mm. Kyle, go ahead. You got a couple questions, I know.
Yes, good morning, Chris. How are you doing this morning?
Doing well.
Good, excellent. You know, I've noticed evidently that real average weekly earnings have continued to fall for at least 26 straight months under Joe Biden. So as we continue to see inflation, which is growing faster, obviously, than people's wages, I mean, is this one of the trends that we're looking at to see, you know, whether or not we're going to continue to spiral downward or is it negligible, do you think?
No, there's no doubt inflation has been running hotter than any sort of wage gains, and that's been, you know, the case for some time. You know, but when I look at inflation again, I pay the bills in my house, so I see what we spend. The fact is that, you know, we're lied to all the time. I mean, we're perpetually told. I mean, even when they said inflation was at 2%, wasn't it 2%? It's horse manure. Okay, we all saw what we were paying for health care, what you're paying for food, what you're paying in tolls, what you're paying at Starbucks. We all know that this, you know, consistently gone up. And that's the most important form of inflation, in my opinion, is the things that you have to buy on a regular basis. That's what's important. And these prices have not come down. They would come down when they were telling us inflation was 2%. They've consistently gone up, made the cost of living much, much more. I mean, it's great. Great that you can go get yourself a brand new, television for, a couple hundred bucks at Best Buy. But how often do you have to buy a brand new TV? I mean, the price of certain things have come down over the years, but the things that are most important, the things that we have to live on every single day, have not.
Well, what do you think also about, there was an article earlier saying that the housing inflation is probably going to start coming down sooner than later. Do you see that happening?
Yeah, it's been happening all along. But again, they talk about housing, and this is part of the problem. There's different markets around the country. I mean, we're a big country. It's different. The housing market in Tampa is a hell of a lot different than the housing market in Syracuse, New York. Let's just leave it at that. There's different places around the country where homes are very, very affordable. They're much, much cheaper than they are elsewhere. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. And, certain housing markets, it's going to be difficult for them to really see much break in price if people continue to want to live there. I mean, that's just simple supply and demand. That's the reality of this Econ 101, for crying out loud. So, yeah, I can take a look at the entire country as a whole. I never pay attention to that. You kind of have to look at individual markets.
So, Chris, Bud Light, no longer the best-selling beer in the United States after facing a boycott over their partnership over this woke stuff with this Dylan, I guess her name was Mulvaney. And now I hear you tell me, and I told you the name of the beer, and you said that's a Mexican beer that's now replacing him as number one?
Modelo, yeah. Yes, it's Mexican beer.
Wow. Holy smokes. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of the bigger beers have been in the United States have been getting hit for a long time because of the trend towards some of the smaller craft beers that have become more popular and have taken market share for some time now.
Wow.
I mean, if you remember, it was like a controversy, I don't know, but maybe about 10 years ago down in the Tampa area with the company that made Hi-Li beer.
Yeah.
And regulations and the fact that, they were a small batch company and they had to have, there was more rules that were involved and they pushed back against that. And there was the whole growler thing. But, the craft beer business has taken off here in the United States and it's taken market share away from the big ones for some time.
Hmm. Okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, Chris, also, of course, we saw another development, and this is in the political realm. You've got the Miami mayor, Francis Suarez, is now filing paperwork to run for president. What do you think about that?
Hey, it's interesting. I mean, again, he's done a good job with the city of Miami. I don't understand his stupid fascination with crypto, but I see what why he's running. I have what his point or any positions are.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back with more. Kyle and I'll be back number 4. Hour with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.